The following shiur has been presented by Harav Urin Reichschlieter, Rosh HaYeshiva, the Yeshiva Gedolah de Woodlake, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara here in Daf Gimel brings a machlekes b'shamay on b'shilul, and the Gemara makes the point that this is an exception to the general rule that we all know when we learn Gemara, that in a machlekes b'shamay b'shilul, almost invariably the halacha is like this hilul, but like all rules, there is the occasional rare exception, and this is one of them. This is one of the occasions when we paskin like b'shamay b'mokim b'shilul. What is the machlekes b'shamay b'shilul? The machlekes b'shamay b'shilul is about a sukkah that has roshay v'ruboy b'secha. A person sits in a sukkah whose roshay v'ruboy b'secha sukkah v'shulchonoy chutz l'sukkah. What is the din of such a person? Now, the Gemara goes back and forth as to what exactly the machlekes b'shamay b'shilul is. The machlekes b'shamay b'shilul is brought at the end of the second perik in Daf Chof Hey. Mishnah brings the machlekes. I'm sorry, make that Daf Chof Ches. Misha hoya reishay v'rubay b'sukkah v'shulchanay b'sei habayis b'shamay peislin u'b'shilul machshir. The Gemara here in Daf Gimel brings Dikdukim, Lakano, Lakan, what exactly the Machlekes is, whether it's Besuka Ketana or Besuka Gedela. And the Gemara ends by saying that because there's Dikdukim, Lakan, Ulakan, Petati Pligi, there's a Machlekes Besuka Ketana, Besuka Gedela. So let's define that. Besuka Gedela means that the Sukkah has ample space for everything, it's a huge Sukkah, but the person happens to be sitting in Roshay v'rubay b'secha sukkah v'shulchonay is chutz l'sukkah. This is sometimes negeya, believe it or not. It sounds like something that's very unlikely to be negeya l'maisa, but it's negeya. Sometimes you have a sukkah where there's a shlak on top. Now there are rishonim that hold even with a shlak you could be yetzer, but assuming that with a shlak you can't be yetzer, which is the way we're machmer, of course. And sometimes it's difficult to put down the shlak, to put up the shlak. So a person decides, listen, I'm sitting on my own, my family's away for whatever reason. So why do I have to put up the shlak on both sides? I'll put up the shlak on one side. Sometimes you have to unroll it from two different sides. So he sits in one half of the sukkah and he doesn't realize that the table is situated in the other half. This could be a serious shailav and isidra bonum, which the Gemara is going to say could even be an ik of goma that you're not yaitzer. So you have to ask a shayla. There's the divrei apeiskim about this, whether the whole shulchan has to be in the sukkah, whether the roiv of the shulchan has to be in the sukkah, maybe a tefach is enough. Okay, so the Gemara says that would be one case when there'd be a machlekes b'shamay b'shil. A person is sitting in a sukkah, which is for sure a sukkah ksheira, ample room. The problem is the way he's being yaitzer the mitzvah is reishay v'rubay b'secha sukkah. V'shulchanai is chutz l'sukkah. Shteit in the Gemara, it's not something that's self-evident, but in the Gemara is mavua that if reishay v'rubay is b'secha sukkah, there's no question that midaraisa he's yaitzer mitzvah sukkah, despite the fact that miyute is chutz l'sukkah, and also the shulchan is chutz l'sukkah. V'bal, the reishay v'rubay is b'secha sukkah, that's kiveh that he's mekayim the mitzvah of Basukas Teshu, the Teshu Kentaduru, that's fine. But Midrabonan, there's a chashash, Shema Yimoshech Achat Shulchanai. He could possibly be drawn after the Shulchan and eat Chutz L'Sukkah. Bishame holds that because of that there's a Gzeira, and Bishil says, Loi Gazrina, there's no Gzeira. That's one Machlekes Basukah Gdela, not a question of a Psul. A question of whether you're making the mitzvah or not. The sukkah is certainly not possible. Then there's a second machlekes, b'shamay pislin u'b'silo machshirin, where we're talking about whether the sukkah itself is kosher. What is that shaila? That shaila is regarding the size of the sukkah. Mavu in the Gemara that there are three different sizes for a minimal size of a sukkah. We know that in Dinei HaTorah, this is the sugya further here in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a vast number of cases where the Torah requires a din bayis for mezuzah, for makah, for nigei batim. There's a lot of Dinei Torah that are taught on the Shem bayis, and there's a minimum for the Shem bayis. Anyone who knows Hilchos Mezuzah knows that if it's a bayis, a room, is too small to be considered a bayis, there's no chayvus mezuzah. And what is that shear? Daladamis al daladamis, which is quite large compared to the shear we're going to be talking about here. Daladamis al daladamis. Anything less than that is not a bayis. Whether daladamis al daladamis has to be specifically 4 amas on each side, or 2 amas by 8, is a machlekes Rambam and Rosh, brought in Shulchan Aruch, but daladamis al daladamis is the shear. Rebbe holds that sukkah has the same shear as bayis. And that's the Gemara later on. The Gemara says that because Rebbe holds, because by bayis there's such a din, Rebbe holds that by sukkah there's also such a din. The Chachomim, which is the way we paskin, say that you don't need a shear of dalad al dalad. It's enough to have a far smaller shear of zayin al zayin or vov al vov, which we'll discuss in a minute. Which means if it's machzik reishay v'rubay v'shulchanoy, even though that's very tight, that's enough. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why is it different than Chol HaTorah, where a bias requires a bigger shear? And the Gemara, in here in the Gemara of the Beis, says the Chilik, because bias is diras kva, he is be daladamas al daladamas dairi be incha. It's not enough that right now you could fit in there and eat. It's got to be a place which is comfortable for that. It's where a person is going to be living on a permanent basis. Mashenkin a sukkah, which is a diras arai, regarding this halacha al koponim, you don't need that shear. That's how we paskin. Now there's a shayla b'seich shayla. In the shita that holds that you don't need daladamas al daladamas, how much is the minimum that you do need? Do you need just to have roshay v'rubay? Or do you also have to have roshay v'rubay v'shulchanay? If you only need roshay v'rubay, it'll be enough to have vav al vav. Because a reishay v'rubay of a person takes up vov tfachim. If you need enough place to have a little shulchan to be able to eat on, then you have to have zayin al zayin, reishay v'rubay v'shulchane. Here again, there's a machlekes b'shamay b'shilol. B'shamay is machmir, that you need zayin al zayin, and b'shilol is mekel, that you only need vov al vov. The Gemara here in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us, Omer Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok Halocha, Tzericha Shetehe Machzekes Roishoy V'Rubay V'Shulchonay. The Halocha is that you need enough of a room in the Sukkah for Roishoy V'Rubay V'Shulchonay. Omer Rei Rababa Keman, K'Bishamay, are you passing like B'Shamay? Omer Rei Ela Keman, Novaden, Avadam passing like B'Shamay. B'Shilul holds differently. Omer Rei Tron, the Gemara brings a different Gisa, B'Shamay Hi V'Loy Tozes Mino. So we know that in a sukkah ketana, which is a subject of a machlekes between b'shamay and b'shilul, the halacha is like b'shamay. In a sukkah gedola, which we discussed before, where the question is only the way the person's sitting, we don't have a mefurish gemara as to how we pass them. And it's a subject of a huge machlekes rishonim. The Rif and the rishonim bring this discussion. And even though the Ran brings stodim, Shainim bezer, but Hamurim midivri harishainim, the basic mahalach of Rav Rishainim over here is that the question that lies at the thrust of this machlekes is how to understand the two machlekes of Bishamay or Bishilil. We have a rule of Bishamay or Bishilil halachik Bishilil. We have here by Sukkah Ketana an exception to that rule. The halach is that the klal is Ein Lechabaya Lechidushay. If the second case is not interdependent on the first, then I'm going to go back to the old rule. It may have been in the same Mishnah, but that doesn't really make much difference. The fact is, there's one machlekes by Sukkah Ketana, one machlekes by Sukkah Gedola. Sukkah Ketana, I have a Kabbalah from Chazal to pass my B'Shamay. Sukkah Gedola, I go back to the old rule. If, however, they're both based on one Shaila, then even though there may be nuances within that Shaila, that made it important for them to speak out, that they're arguing bein besukik tana, bein besukik deila, but sof kol sof, it's one machlekas. This is basically what Rebbe Yishalim seemed to say. The Ran does discuss possible variations from this, but this is the basic shittas of Yishalim. If it's one machlekas, we pass him out b'shamay in both, and if it's two different machlekas, then we don't pass him out b'shamay by sukik deila. What is this shaila, whether it's two machlekas? There is no question that by Sukkah Gdela, the Machlekes B'Shamer B'Shil is merely a question of Gzeira. It's true that the Gemara brings a very severe Loshen, Im Kein Lo Kiyamto Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecho, which is Mashma, that even Midiraisi you're not Yetzer. The Rishonim say that's all Mikoyach Gzeiras Chazal. Gzeiras Chazal, it macht adin from Lo Kiyamto, it's not a Lechatchila, it's a B'di'evit even. Fine. But our kolponim, the din, the reason, the only reason not to eat with a shulchan chutz l'sukkah is machmas gzeres chazal. There's no psul in the sukkah, obviously, because the sukkah itself is far too big to have a question of how it can be heal heyamas. And the person is sitting reishu v'rubah, he said, what's the problem of nagzera? The question only is, what's their machlekes by sukkah ktana? Some shittas hold that sukkah ktana is also bein lebis shamai, Bein Lebes Hillel, may Ike Dinoi maspik with Vov al Vov. The only reason why you can't have such a small sukkah that the Shulchan is Chutz L'Sukkah is only because of the Gzeira. So it's the old shitta of Bes Shammai. If it's not going to be big enough, there's going to be a problem of Gzeira. Memela, if that's the reason for Bes Shammai, Bes Sukkah Ktana, and we pass it by Bes Shammai, then we pass the Gzeira by Sukkah Gzeira also. The other shitta holds. No. It's a deraisa de kishayla. It's a deraisa de kishayla. And on the tzad that we, on the tzad that you have reisha v'ruba without shulchana, you don't have a sukkah that's big enough. That's shittas b'shamay, and we pass them by b'shamay and that. But the gzeira that they said by sukkah gzeira, we don't have to pass them like. So we now have, even though the main ramification of this machlekes is whether we pass like b'shamay b'sukkah gedela, but what we really have is a shaila how to understand shittas b'shamay b'sukkah ktana. Is the reason that we pass like b'shamay because of a gzeira, or is it because of a psul deraisa? And here I want shehusif seisus of Davis bekever. I want to say a kasha I heard many years ago from a goyin a godel, Rabbi Avraham Kinachovsky, zecher tzadik livracha, who asked a stira in Mishnah Berurah. Very interesting. Ruyim advorim l'misha omram, he had a kerech to be medactic, the yukim kalim, even in a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings a discussion regarding the psul of sukkah, al gabi sukkah. If a person sits in a sukkah, which is under another sukkah, the Mishnah says later, the first, the untish the sukkah, the sukkah atachtayna is psula. Now here, the worse the sukkah aliena is, the better it is for the sukkah tachtayna. If the sukkah aliena doesn't deserve to be a sukkah, then the sukkah tachtayna is kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, the Gemara talks about Tzilzum Rubim Chamsa, different Nidonim and Daf Yud. It doesn't say clearly how big the sukkah aliena has to be. But the Mishnah Berurah discusses that if it's less than the shear, then it doesn't passel the sukkah tachtayna. And he says, what's the shear? He says, derech agav, as he's talking, zayin al zayin, reishi v'ruba v'shulchani. But Rav Avraham Zechrein Avrochi gefregt, but the Mishnah Berurah himself brings the machleks harishonim, the Shulchan Aruch brings the machleks harishonim, whether the din of zayin al zayin is a deraisa. If the whole din of zayin al zayin is a gzeira drabonin, then midiraisa, the sukkah, could be good with vov al vov. So to pass the sutach tachtoida, lechumra, avada, a sukkah vov al vov, should be masvik. I just wanted to mention that as a current to a Talmud Chochem Muflik who asked this question. Okay. About Koponim, we have here a machlekes between the Rishonim. What is the reason for the Shamay by Sukkah Ktana? Rav Kivege says in Mishnayis, based on this, that there are other nafkiminis lahalocha. We spoke about one, Agabi Sukkah, but there's other nafkiminis lahalocha from this machlekes Rishonim besides their machlekes regarding Sukkah Gedela. We have here a fundamental machlekes where the suki ktana is posel al gzeira, or it's posel ba'etzim. Sotrum kivega gishmakenaf gemina. What would be the din if you have a sukkah that's a small sukkah, it only has vav avav, but the door of the sukkah leads into a sukkah gedola, and there's a table in the sukkah gedola even? Sotrum kivega, if the sukkah be'etzim has a shear, that it needs to be zayin al zayin, so just like if you have a sukkah of hey al hey, and it leads into a sukkah gedola, but this sukkah is possible. So if someone crams himself in there and eats, he's not going to be yetzer. But if vav al vav is be'etzim a sukkah kshere, and the only reason that it's possible is because of a gzera, that he may be nimshach outside the sukkah. So if his table's in a sukkah gedola, there won't be a problem. This will be the nafkimen. If the sukkah is kosher kashir, they won't help that it's tables in a sukkah gedola. If, however, the shear is be'etzim do, now it's only a shayla from a gzera, then it will be kosher. Blazer Shachs Chayim Levrocha pounces on this Reb Kivega and he says, no, I believe that even al gzera is going to be a problem. It's interesting. The way he says it is interesting, and he seems to be asking two different questions, and I'm going to just bring out one. This riff that says that a sukkah ktana has the gzera clearly is not the normal setting of the gzera. In a sukkah gzera, what is the gzera? If a person sits in a sukkah gzera and he has his table inside, are we choshish that he's going to take his table outside? No, otherwise nobody would ever be able to mekayim the mitzvah. If I'm sitting inside a sukkah and my table's outside, there's a problem. By sukkah ktana, even according to the Rishonim, that there's a gzeira dika psul, and that's all there is, it doesn't say that the psul is only when there's a table outside. What happens if there's no table? The Balamor asked this kash on the Rif. What do you mean, Shemi Yomoshachach HaShulchanim? Maybe he doesn't have a shulchan outside. Zog the Ramban. The gzeira is, because it's so small, if you're going to want to eat, you're going to have to put the table outside. We have a chashash over here that's a little bit different than sukkah gedola. By sukkah gedola, the chashash is that if the table's outside, you'll be nimshach hashulchanim. By sukkah ktana, the gzeira is mitzaratzmein. Because of the size, of the lack of size of the sukkah, maybe you'll be nimshach hashulchanim. This is what the Ramban says. Sotra Blazer Shach, he brings it out very poignantly. He says, imagine you have a sukkah that has two doors. A sukkah ktana that has two doors. So he may bring his table to any door, wherever he brings it to, he'll put it outside because there's no room inside. He'll eat there. Now what happens if one of the doors leads into a sukkah ktana? Who's to say that he'll use that table that's in the sukkah ktana? If my whole problem was because of that table, the table's not in a problematic spot, it's in the sukkah ktana. But seeing the problem is Shema Yavi Shulchan, so therefore, he says, if the problem is Shema Yavi, so what are you telling me? It's not a problem, because I have a table in the Shulchan, in the Sukkah Gedola. No, maybe he'll bring a Sukkah, maybe he'll bring it somewhere else. Who's to say? Yeah, this Kasha is not such a Mukhruch Tiki Kasha. It's a Gushmaka Ha'ora on Reb Kivega, but we can understand the Ask Kosher of Reb Kivega, that Reb Kivega held that really you have to have a setting for Gzeira. So by sukkah ketana, the reason why I'm grazing is because when I look around, the situation is such that I have a problem. Masha'en came sukkah ketana that leads into a sukkah gdela. On the contrary, what do you mean? Who says he's going to use the sukkah gdela? Who says he's not going to use it? I don't see right there and then that he's mukhrach to eat with a problem with the table outside. He may use the sukkah gdela. At the kach, that I would say that if you had two doors and one led into a sukkah gdela and one didn't, it would still be okay, because the fact that he could use the sukkah gedola is mafkir, the uniqueness of a sukkah tana. Sukkah tana has a uniqueness that even without seeing the problem, we know there's a problem, because if he brings the table, he's going to have to put it outside. Once we've taken care of the problem that it's not mukhrach to put it outside, then there's no gzera. That's what I would say regarding that kasha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.